You're listening to The Impulse Project, featuring music from the demo scene and the tracking community. Impulse Project. This is episode four. Yeah, four. Man, I've already lost track. We're only four episodes in. I already lost count. And today I am hosting the show, and we've got two other hosts with us as well. You already know Ed, and he's with us today.
Hello.
And we also have James.
What's up, Impulse Projecteers?
Yeah.
Do you have a name for your followers?
No.
There you go.
Doesn't exist. Thank you.
It's true.
We need to
come up with a name for our listeners.
And anyways, so it's three of us today. It's going to be a lot of fun, and looking forward to recording. I've been trying to get James on the show for so long now, and, you know, it's been me and Ed, and we have a lot of fun, but, you know, the more the merrier, and this is great, and really excited. That track that brought us in, that was called Captain Bizet. It's an XM file composed by BZL, also written BZL Schro. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that, but I've seen it written different ways. Anyways, it's an 8-channel XM file at about 51K.
And it's not Captain Bizet, it's Captain Beezy.
Captain Beezy.
Captain Beezy.
Yeah, there's a little bit of stank on it.
Yeah, I don't know much about this guy other than he's German and he has a bunch of other tracks floating around the web, and he's apparently goes by the name Bizzle sometimes. Like, there's a few other mod files that I found of his, and his name's written Bizzle in there. But
nice.
It's credit BZL.
So maybe he's a Snoop Dogg fan.
Yeah, he's got a little gangster in him.
Yeah.
Bizzle Bizet.
This is a really cool track. In fact, James, you picked this one out. You were like, oh, yeah, we should play this.
Yeah, you were showing me a list of different tracks the other day, and we're just going through stuff, and I was like, whoa, this track is insane. Like, can I pick this one?
Yeah.
So, you know, when I was on the show. So just right away blew me away. I mean, it kind of has like this almost like a Phantom of the Opera type feel to the beginning of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. It's very classical to me, too. It almost sounds like if you take out the drums and some of the heavy bass, it
mm-hmm.
could be Mozart piece or, you know,
yeah,
old score.
I just thought it was very cool to have like that chiptune sound, but it's very Phantom of the Opera. And then it just explodes with all those, you know, fat stacks of arpeggios and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's pretty nuts. I mean, Ed, I sent this to you a while back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's a cool track. The instrument text actually reads, the full title of the mod file is The Adventures of Captain Bizet, and this tune was made for the 8,000th release of Cracktrail or Keygen of Virility. Pretty nuts.
Yeah,
and well, you forgot the rest of the intro text. It says, keep it safe and always finish facial. June 2007.
Awesome. Wow. Awesome. And this was a Keygen for A Shampoo Burning Studio 7. Which I never used, but I know the burning software. I think I've used the software before. I don't know about this version, though. It's a cool track, though.
Yeah, definitely. I was kind of iffy on that intro. I'm like, all right, I enjoyed it, but I didn't know if it was going to like be something that would fit into the kind of chiptune we normally play on the show. And then once the beats and the arpeggios kicked in, I was like, oh, yeah, this is totally A-plus material.
Totally. And then when it kicks out of that really fast rhythm section and the scales, and it goes back into that melody or into the melody for the first time, I think that's wild because it's almost like this whole new tempo that we're hearing, and then, you know, it immediately goes back into this just crazy classical piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool track.
Yeah, it almost kind of reminded me of like Russian folk dance, like a little bit of a Tetris feel or something. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I can see that. Anyways, what do you got next for us?
Next up is going to be one of my picks, and we're going to go with Choke joke.it.
Joke it.
This is from the artist Jakeem. Let's take a listen. Welcome back. That track was called Choke from the artist Jakeem. It was an impulse tracker file, 24 channels of glorious sound and 572 kilobytes. And it's got a super awesome groove to it. I really love the bass line.
Yeah, I was digging it, dude. Like that's like almost like a beatnik kind of club, like just sitting in there. I don't know. There's a lot of like portamento with the notes and it has that organ that's just wild. This is so cool.
Yeah, and especially like that beatnik, like that second solo is like almost like a flute solo, so it really kind of gives you that
right.
very snappy feel.
Yeah, it kind of gave me like this funky's like 70s cop type feel to me. Like I don't know, like I guess I compare a lot of things to game music, so this would feel almost like some Sega Saturn to me.
Oh yeah,
like,
totally.
From
yeah,
what I play, like Virtual Cop or something like that. It's very smooth and there's kind of like a nice, you know, funky beat to it, but it's not too intense. But I really like this track.
You know, I thought by the title Choke It or Choke IT that it would be a little bit more intense. When I first saw it, you know, you put it in Dropbox, I was looking, I was like, oh, this is going to be like this heavy hitting track, and it's completely the opposite. It's extremely mellow. It's a really cool track though. Awesome.
I was trying to figure out what those little there's like two little vocal parts in the song, and I was trying to figure out what the guy was saying. So, you know, I isolated the individual samples, and so it's like a three-syllable pattern that's in the vocal, and it's literally one sample that goes one that goes and one that goes eh. So, I was like, maybe it's just something I can't translate. Maybe it's in Polish. I'm like, no, it actually sounds like what I thought it was.
It's just grunts. Yeah,
that's joking it.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of other tracks that I sent you that just total gibberish samples that really create this really amazing chiptune. This is a great example of just like what you can do with a tracker and how you can just really modify and play with these all these different sounds and kind of create something unique nobody else is doing.
Definitely. So you guys, if you are interested in more of Jakeem's stuff, you can head over to jakeem.org.pl, and he's actually got quite a few EPs and albums available, and there's a lot of electronic experimental noise, some more chiptune kind of stuff. He also writes applications and like rudimentary games and Game Maker, so he's really still quite active, and you can check out all of his stuff on his website.
Oh, rad. And when is he still composing a lot of stuff now?
Yeah, he's got some more recent stuff. I don't know if he's doing so much of the chiptune stuff now, but he says he does ambient, orchestral, classical, jazz, blues, electronic, rock, and even breakcore.
Wow.
So he does freelancing, so you can actually commission music from him, and he'll write you songs for your projects.
Wow, Jakeem is jamming.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's pretty awesome. So are we going to get into the next pick I got?
I think we're ready for it.
All right. So, well, I hope you're ready because this is kind of a big one. This is actually a really well-known, you know, mod file. It's very, very classic. And I think a lot of people who are into like demo scene music will know it. It's called Canilla Cook. And it's a mod file that's four channels at 154K. And I think I just put the explicit flag on us in whatever it is. Yeah. So let's listen to that. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Canilla Cook, which is a 4-channel mod file at 154K, and this was composed by Moby of Alcatraz, who is better known now as El Mobo. He's a French composer. His real name is Frederick Mott, and this guy has just an unbelievable arsenal of tracks, and this is one of my favorite all times. I've heard this track a million times over, even though it's an 8-minute long track, but man, wild, right?
It's like an entire rock concert built into 4 minutes. Or 8 minutes. It's insane.
Yeah,
I can totally see why it's so popular.
A lot of people like it because of it's just so dynamic. There's so many different sections and parts to this song. It doesn't get boring. There's always something new, always something interesting. There's always a new kind of theme and section. It starts off really like soft and ambient, and then it speeds up into this rock kind of synth and gets really wild, and then it slows back down into a minute for like this kind of swing kind of groove, and then gets right back into that ambient pop rock style.
Yeah, I think one thing that I really like about really long songs is that they kind of tend to have like their own story. I mean, there's no words or anything like that, but you feel like each section kind of take that feeling and apply it to like how people tell stories. And I mean, there's different parts, and it kind of slows down and ramps up, and it feels like some parts are like, you know, like the ending climax, and then some of it are like the credits. And so this track just kept taking you to new places, and I really like that.
Yeah, there's definitely a journey built into this track right here. I really like the part where it really slows down, and there's kind of like that bass solo.
Yeah.
And then the synths just start picking up with those stabbing notes, and then it goes right into this really cool cock rock track that, you know, sounds almost like something that like Tim Fallon would compose in one of his Super Nintendo games. It's just really rocking.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, think 1991 when this track came out. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And you know, there's 15 different samples in this mod file, and they're just all just high quality. They all sound really good. All the effects he's using, like the tone portamentos, vibratos, pitching, volume effects, and everything like that, just sounds perfect and exactly where it should be. Everything is very clean, and those kind of like minor chords and major chords that like he has synthed in for, I don't know, maybe like 4 minutes in, it just makes my whole body just tingle, and I just get off on that. I love it. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and if I wasn't, like, you know, counting or really thinking about the number of instruments playing at once, I would probably say that this was more than a 4-channel track. It's really impressive that it's just 4 channels.
Yeah, his balance is pretty insane. It's funny because He goes by Moby, or he used to back in the old days. This is how I knew him. In fact, when he went to El Moba, I didn't know that they were both the same composer. Mm-hmm. and he said he had to drop the handle Moby because he started to release music outside of the game and demo scene kind of sphere. He says, as you all know, there's finally some stupid ass who chose the same handle to release his commercial music as me. So I had to change my name so I didn't get confused. And I just thought that was pretty funny because, yeah. You know, he just clearly wanted to separate himself from the Moby that most people know today.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't hear about him until, because I really wasn't, you know, into the Amiga chip scene too much, but very much into, you know, video game music. So my first introduction to his stuff was on the Nightmare Creatures soundtrack.
Right.
The PlayStation and Dreamcast. So when I had found out that this dude who created these awesome kind of like gothic metal soundtracks also created these amazing chiptunes, not all of which were really rock-based, I was completely blown away at the versatility of it.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, too, because you can go to his website. It's elmobo.bandcamp.com, and he has a ton of stuff that he's done. And the problem is, though, that I got to be honest, you know, a lot of the games that he's done work for that he has showcased are kind of crap. he's got, like, Dolphin Island Underwater Adventures. There's Planet Rescue. Magic Puzz, which I guess is like trying to be cool puzzle, I guess.
Wow.
Let's Play.
You abbreviate puzzle. Yeah. Nice job, guys.
Yeah. Let's Play Garden, Science Papa, Imagine Teacher Class Trip.
Yeah, they just sound like very generic titles.
Yeah, it was like he could have been doing the score for Bratz or something. I don't know. But he has some really impressive stuff, too. And, you know, if you just listen to some of his full-length albums that he's made, he has, like, the old Amiga Day albums that he's remastered. It's unbelievable what this guy can produce. And he's one of my favorite composers, and this is a fantastic track.
Yeah, and he's got a new game coming out, too. It's called Double Kick Heroes, and it's basically like a kind of a mobile rhythm-based game where you're this metal band riding on the back of a Gundalak, which is basically a Cadillac with guns on the back, and it's a music-based game all with his music, and you fire at, like, chasing zombies. You fire out of the back of this Cadillac and, try to, like, kill these zombies as you're driving through the desert. So he's like, still doing this cool stuff.
Yeah, it's between that and Let's Play Garden.
Yeah.
I have to think of which way to spend my time. But
I think Magic Puzz might be mine.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, this track specifically, though, was for an Amiga demo that took second place at the Amiga Summit Convention in 1991 called Substance. That's the name of the demo itself, and it was by Cortex and Alliance Design. I looked at the demo. It's pretty cool, I guess. But the fact that, I mean, it took second place, a lot of people already, you know, right when the demo came out, people had heard this. So it's nothing like unearthing or new. It's this is a very classic track, and I think for that reason. Anyways, Ed, you are next on the lineup, my friend. What do you got?
Absolutely. I'm going to pick a track called, let's see if I can pronounce this correctly, Pleiadians. Pleiadians? We'll go with Pleiadians.
Let's do it.
Let's rock. All right, welcome back. That was Pleiadians from Beak, otherwise known as Chris J. Hampton, and that was an Impulse Tracker tune in 13 channels at 55 kilobytes and a total 180-degree turn from our previous track, Canola Cook.
Right. You know, I got to be honest. When I first heard this track for the first time, like a few weeks ago, I wasn't really that into it. And then about 30 seconds in, you give it a little bit of time, and the solo and the melody starts picking up, and it totally won me over.
That's where I caught on too, yeah.
Yeah, totally fell in love with this after hearing that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great, great track. It's very fun, fast-paced, very bright. It makes me think of something like Sonic Colors on the Wii or something like that, a very fast-paced, moving scene, but it's still very fun and happy almost feeling. So I really liked it. It was lots of layering of the echoes, which I thought was really great. A really interesting track.
Yeah, no, it was a good pick, dude. I don't know, how did you come across this?
You know, it was I just have a ton of tracks on my computer, and I listen to them at random, kind of like you guys do.
Yeah.
And you know, I was slogging through. It was just like a bad collection of tunes, and they were all just very mundane. And then this one popped up, and my ears like magically just perked, and I was like, "Whoa, this is really, really cool."
Yeah.
And you know, as those solos went on, especially towards the end of that like third keyboard solo, where he just like kills those keys, I was like, wow, this yeah. is some really good stuff. Yeah. So I wanted to throw it in here.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a video game track to mm-hmm. me. It definitely feels
like Alberto Gonzalez, something like that. Yeah, definitely.
Like it could be in like some kind of like I hate to use the term like wave race, or you know, mm-hmm. like a boat like racing game, or some kind of like Dreamcast or arcade, you know, boat simulation. Yeah. Or Hydro Thunder or
nothing
something.
Nothing like too graphically violent or anything like that. Something kind of fun and
yeah.
Yeah. Kirby style.
Yeah.
Very bright. So anything else you got on this track?
Yeah. If you head over to chrisjh.com, you can actually see the page that he put up on the web when this track got released, and the text for this track, which I don't think is included in the actual text of the file itself, says, "What's up, y'all? This chip came out March 3rd, 2009, and is my first release through SKE, which stands for Satanic Kids Enterprise." So I guess this is his first release for that particular group.
Sounds like a Christian group.
Yeah, Satanic Kids Enterprise. You know, they're young, marketable adults.
So how long has he been composing?
Not too long, actually. I think, because this was his first group that he was ever in 2009.
Right.
And I think he started off probably a year before that, around 2008. So, yeah, he's been going at it for about 5 or 6 years now.
Definitely got some talent, though. Man, I'd like to hear some more stuff from him. That was rad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, James, actually, you're up next. You got a track for us, right?
Yeah, the track that I'm going to play is called Her Cloud, which is a 4-channel XM file at 32 kb by Syphus. We'll be right back. Once again, you just heard Her Cloud, which is a 4-channel XM file at 32K by Sifus.
Yeah, he's a British composer, an English composer known as also as Silo 7. And he was part of BDSE, and that's the Bobby Davro Snooker Experience.
Okay.
He's been in a few different groups, and this track was pretty cool. And James picked it because it was funny. We were just listening. We were playing on the Amiga yesterday at my place, and we were going through a bunch of different tunes. And he heard this, and he's like, "Oh man, dude, I love this track. Can we play this tomorrow?" And I was like, "Yeah, no, it's a good one."
It's really cool. It doesn't really do anything like particularly crazy in terms of like technology or like, you know, instrument hacking or anything, but the melody is just really, really good. It's really fun to listen to.
Yeah, I mean, this track really had a lot of that montage feel that I like, where it just kind of feels like you can kind of imagine something going on. Like, it just puts imagery in your head. And this was very kind of, you know, dark and heroic, and it just had so much cool stuff going on that, I mean, my ear doesn't have the ability to kind of discern all this different stuff. It's kind of like my taste buds. Like, I have a good meal and I don't know what was in it, but I know that I like it. So this track, I knew instantly as soon as I heard it that this was a track that I really liked, and it makes me very sad to see that this wasn't in like a game or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because I could see this being like towards the end of a game, and it's just like, you just won, you're riding off with the lady, and she's, you know, just like the credits are about to roll. So.
Yeah, Ed, you were saying it sounded a lot like Mizutani, Ikki Mizutani, in that last harmony part there.
Oh, yeah, I totally got some like Shadow of the Ninja ending theme in there at the end
Big
of it.
Time. No, I love this. And he does a lot of really cool things with like note stopping during the solos. It's like the samples are cut short, and it's done on purpose. It's, you know, he clearly has the stops in there if you look at it in a tracker. And I think that notion of making all these things sound cut off also kind of gives it a really kind of cool demo scene vibe. I think that was pretty awesome. He also does a lot of really cool volume changes. He makes the echoes and stuff sound so close together that your ear really can barely pick them up, but I don't know. It was pretty rad.
Yeah, it just kind of enhances the sound more than like creates an echo. It's a cool effect.
Yeah, no, so I was looking up this track specifically, and this, I believe, was for a demo called Pressure Cooker that took fourth place for the Sundown release party in 2006. It's like this big demo group, and they get together and they do different competitions, and this one was part of that demo party. So I think that, fourth place, people liked it, liked the track, and I think people know it for that. And you know, he's done a ton of other stuff. You can find different chiptunes that he's written on Sifus, that's Sifus.underground.net, and he has a bunch of stuff on there, so you guys can check that out and get a feel for what he has to offer. It's pretty badass,
man. This is really good. And if it took fourth place, I would really like to hear the first, second, and third place tracks from this competition.
Well, that's what I was thinking about the previous track that we played that took second place. So.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so anyways, we have one more track, right? It's from you.
Yes, this one is called, well, I played Crack Chip last time, so this one is called Dark Chip, and it's from TDK. It's a mod file in 4 channels, 20 kilobytes. Let's rock it. Welcome back. That one was called Dark Chip from TDK, otherwise known as The Dark Knight. That was a mod file in four channels at 20 kilobytes.
Otherwise known as Bloody Tears.
Bloody Tears. Yeah, definitely. I think James and I both hit on the same thing at the same time. We're like, this is Castlevania. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I was actually getting like Zelda Underground.
Oh, okay.
I can see that. Yeah.
And then
that that kind of like, yeah, that keyboard melody underneath it all is very, very much like the dungeon theme. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's exactly what I was thinking the whole time. And then just add, you know, drum and bass on top of that. There you go.
No, when you played this track for me a couple days ago, that was one of the things I told you. I was like, this almost feels kind of Castlevania-like. And then when we were listening to it just now before we started recording, I was listening to it and Ed had actually said, like, I guess I got to play all the Castlevania sounding music. And I was in the middle of writing the word Castlevania when he had said that. So
it's kind of a common theme right now because I was thinking the same thing too.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Dark Knight, he has a lot of stuff going on. He's actually, his name is Mark T. I don't know if his last name is known, but you can head over to marktdkknight.bandcamp.com. And he's got an album out called Reawakening, which has a lot of, from what I understand, it's a lot of very Castlevania kind of inspired tunes. So I guess he really kind of takes this whole gothic electro
baroque
synth thing he's got going on and kind of runs with it.
Yeah, so he's still doing stuff today then, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, these albums that are on Bandcamp came out within the past couple of years or so. So he's been active for quite a while.
That's wild because I see in the instrument notes that this track specifically was released in 1991. That's a long time for doing composing. That's awesome. He's still staying with it.
Yeah, yeah. He's got about 214 different mod files on modarchive.org, plus all of his non-mod stuff. So, yeah, he's pretty prolific.
Yeah. Like 25 years.
Yeah. No, I have a big folder of stuff from him. Like, he has some really good tracks. This is one of them. I mean, I hadn't heard this one, so hearing it for the first time, it was like, oh, man, another track I don't know from this guy. It's really cool.
I really like how his melody... it's so naturally composed that you can almost kind of anticipate the next notes that are coming up as you're listening to it. It just follows a very natural progression. It makes it very easy to listen to.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. I think that the rhythm and the pace of this track itself doesn't feel rushed. It doesn't feel like jagged. It just feels really smooth all the way through. It's a cool track. And then it ends like, you know, kind of dampens and ends, you know, trailing off the end there. But other than that, no, it's just... very smooth track all the way through, even though it's, you know, got that Baroque Castlevania kind of metal-y kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, I totally think we'll be hearing more from this dude as Impulse Project goes on.
I'm sure we will. Anyways, that about wraps up the show. We had a lot of music today and played some pretty epic tracks. If you want to know more about the show, you can find us online at impulseproject.info. We're also on Twitter at ImpulseCast. And then there's also, Ed, you actually created a Facebook group for the podcast.
Absolutely.
And that's, what is that, facebook.com/groups/? I don't know. I'm not a Facebook. I don't know really.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/groups/impulseproject. And it's kind of a community. So it's not just us posting our shows and extra content from our shows, but it's for you guys to also post. If you guys know of really cool demos that are on YouTube and you want to show them off, or if you're a composer yourself and you want to show off some of your chiptunes, or if you have, you know, extra stuff that you'd like to share based on composers that we've featured in our shows, you can hop over to the Facebook group and you can share them and other people can comment on them, and so we can all start having this awesome large discussion about, you know, chiptunes and all this music that we're talking about.
Yeah, it, you know, it's funny because we, you know, this group was just created a few days ago and we already have a ton of people posting stuff, so it's a lot of fun. I've been putting some stuff on there and getting some good feedback from other people listening to the music and stuff. It's been a lot of fun. So anyways, if you want to know more about our shows, we also have Video Game Music Podcast. Me and James do a show. It's called Pixelated Audio, and you can find that at pixelatedaudio.com. and Ed also does a Video Game Music Podcast.
Yep, my show is called Pixel Tunes Radio, and you can find us at pixeltunesradio.com.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Check back in a few weeks for the next episode, and I hope you like the music.
Take care, guys.